All right, here we go. What's up? It's Ange and Carly. We're on the beach, and we said, fuck it, let's do a podcast. So, what's up? You want to tell everybody about the incident that just happened?
Hey, y'all. Well, I was in the ocean, and the waves were just, like, really calm for a minute. Soon as Ange said something, had bitter foot. So she fucking screamed and ran.
It didn't bite me. It pinched me. It was a crab.
I'm loyal. So I went back to turn my back. First, the waves were calm. As soon as I turned my back, I went under. Couldn't get up once. It crashed me twice. Listen, titties were tangled and all over the place. She's laughing. I just couldn't get it together. Because something bitter.
No. You're making it sound like nothing actually happened, though.
I know, but, like, I just moved. I don't know. I guess when something bites you, it is scary. I don't like that either. But
I got bit. It wasn't like something brushed up against my foot. Something literally clamped down on my big toe and would not let go. Like, I'm 99.9% sure it was a crab because I kind of sort of felt it. But, like, no. Like, something bit me.
And then she had me scared. So I picked my feet up, dummy me, because I think when I picked my feet up, obviously I didn't have no traction on the ground in the ocean.
Nope.
I got taken out. I almost died. She's laughing and left me.
She's all right. She's cool.
Turned my back to see. You know, my girl got bit. Okay, I'm checking on you. What happens when I get... I'm like, okay.
I'll get the lifeguard to come help you.
Nah.
No, because anybody that knows me, though, like, you know this, I don't do... water. Like, I know how to swim. I'm a good swimmer. I just don't get in the water, especially, like, the ocean, because it terrifies me.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. You just don't know. And
especially the way we were being pulled back and forth.
Right,
and it was
right.
Fun. It was fun, but you can tell how strong the tide was, for real.
Right.
And it is scary, but my right. man's...
The ocean is a powerful thing. Like, people don't realize that.
This,
like,
one guy, you know, my man's and them was out. I didn't even know him. I was like, all right, he's cool. He was out really far on, like, a surfboard just swimming. I'm like, he was really living his best life.
And I really should have asked him, though, to take me out to see the dolphins.
Uh-huh,
there were dolphins. There was, like, a ton of them. It was so pretty.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to put a picture up on my Snap later, or the video that I took. Hopefully I got them, because it was kind of bright, so I couldn't see if I was getting it or not. But, you know, it is what it is. So we decided to do a beach day.
Beach day, baby.
And now you're playing in the sand.
I don't know why. It's like you know how when people, them videos when people cut sand, or like the ASMR when they're eating?
Yep. I love that
here,
shit.
Sitting here scrunching sand feels so damn good. Like, it's really therapeutic. I love it.
Oh, we needed a beach day, though. It's been, well, it really hasn't been that long.
It actually hasn't been that long.
We've been taking a lot of beach days, though, this summer.
Right, but I haven't took really, like, a long, like, I didn't go to the beach for a week, and I didn't go anywhere. So, I mean, a day trip is better, for sure, than nothing. I deserve it.
We have a great time. We have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We always cut up.
Yes, cut up for sure.
No. It's nice, though, that, like, we can do this and get together, especially since we don't work together anymore.
Right, because our schedules are so different.
Right, and, like, we used to be together all the time, like, even at work. So, now it's, like...
A big adjustment.
It is, and it's hard. It's hard for me. Like, not just not being around you, but, like, being around everybody else.
Everybody else, yeah, the teamwork was great. Like.
Yeah, and we don't have that at my new job. Like, I like it, but, you know, it's definitely a whole different dynamic. And when you build relationships with your coworkers over the course of almost 3 years, and then you kind of jump into something different, like,
mm-hmm.
it's hard. Like, and I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm being, like, a Debbie Downer, but I'm not the type, like, you know me, like, I'm kind of very introverted, but, like, I'm an introverted
right.
extrovert.
Like, change is good, but you don't right. know what it holds.
I don't like change. I don't. And with my anxiety, like, I don't do well with that. So for me to adjust, like, I have to kind of do it at my own pace. And I'm not the first one to jump in and try to make friends. Like, to be honest, just learning from previous experience, like, I'm there to get in, do my work, collect a paycheck, and go the fuck home. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be friends with everybody.
Right.
So,
like, I'm not here to gossip and,
like,
I'm
so
not here for that.
Shout out to Night Shift at Harrison House. I miss you all so much, even though none of you are probably listening because we're, like, new at this and we have no followers.
Lame.
We're just out here talking to ourselves, but that's fine.
Right, but sometimes I feel like, you know, when you start a job, like, it's cool, you know, to be on the same page and be cordial, but I'm not really here to make friends.
Mm-mm.
I'm here to make money because you see how fake and sneaky people can be, and nobody
right.
got time for
and
that.
And that's, like, my thing.
Because we can square up in the parking lot after we clock out.
Oh, honey, what? Clock out, meet me in the parking lot, get your ass beat, and then I'll go home.
Yep.
Cause
and sleep
that's,
good, too.
That's really how it be, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. But, nah, like, I, you know, I miss it, but it's all right because I'm not really trying to get to know anybody there on a personal level. I'm lucky though, I do have Quisha with me.
Yes,
so
yes,
that's a blessing because I don't know if I could do it if I didn't work with Quisha at least one night a week. So that's fun. I depend on her for my breaks to Wawa. It's so pretty.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. I'm usually talking, but I actually, speaking of work, I'm still up. I did a 12-hour shift last night. Ange had picked me up from work. I got done at like 6:30, and I've been up. So I'm like a little, just kind of relaxing, looking at the ocean quiet, because I'm a little tired.
And I'm the one that decided that we were just going to do a podcast out of nowhere, and Carly didn't really have time to protest to that. So
now I'm cool with it. I'm just a little
tired.
Here we are. I'll be getting delirious, but I probably will fall asleep out here. If not, I'm going to sleep really good tonight. Because that sun makes... You know that sun hits you different. That sun makes you tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. The sun takes a lot
of... I mean, it gives you vitamin D, but at the same time, it still makes you tired.
Absolutely.
Well, for me, anyway. Ain't nothing like being in the sun and taking a hot shower and
like,
laying down.
Like, it's so crazy how I feel like I'm always more tired during the day than I am at night. Like, I can be up all night long, no problem.
Oh, well, me too, but that's because we work night shift.
Yeah, but even when I, like... Excuse me, like even when I don't work night shift, like,
yeah, I can tell, like, my spirit don't sit right with during
no,
the day.
No, like, I am 100% a moon child in every
yes.
way that you could possibly put it. Like,
how
you
Drake
know.
Said in his one song, he said, "I come alive in the nighttime."
Yep, that's about
that's
right.
That's it, because I do. That's, you know, that's when I have like the most energy. My thoughts are pretty clear, not always clear, but you know, that's when I can think of like brilliant shit.
Oh,
much.
Absolutely, like. And that's just how some people are. Like, some people are daytime.
If you see me out during the day, it's either because I'm at a funeral. I mean, Lord forgive me, or something. Because, listen, I sleep in. Like, I mean, I don't sleep in.
No, Carly, no. You're the you sleep to the point where, like, someone's got to check on you to make sure you're breathing. Because
no, some mornings I don't fall asleep till 9 o'clock, and I'll wake up about 4:30. So, if you think about it, that's only 7.5 hours.
Yeah, but, like, even when you're not on night shift time, like, you'd be wanting to sleep.
Sometimes, yeah. I take the sleep.
I like my sleep too. Like, I'm
but
not.
I listen, I take the sleep when I can get it. I love my sleep. People always say sleep is the cousin of death, and they'll sleep when they die. Well, let me tell you something.
I'm going to sleep.
You're gonna
now
die
and
if,
when I'm dead.
You're going to die if you don't get enough sleep. So I think that everybody.
I'm always sleep deprived, though. Like, it's really bad. I'm always sleep. Like, I'm up all night long, just about every night. Most of the time, don't have somebody to keep the kids for me, like in the mornings after work and stuff. And if I do, it's only for like a few hours. So, like, you know, where most people are sleeping at nighttime, like, I'm trying to sleep during the day. And
right, so
getting
our
off
world
of work
is,
at 7:30, like, I'm not getting to sleep till somewhere between 8:30 and 9. Like, it's hard. It's really hard.
Our world is way different. And someone told me back in the day, because I've always said I wanted to work. I'm a night person. He's like, no, when you get older, you'll get sick of it because you'll see everyone out doing stuff. But you know what? Sometimes it bothers me, but... And then again, I don't care what everyone's doing because I can't get up at 6 in the morning
well,
and
I
be
mean,
at a job and be fine. Like, how are you that happy in the morning?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a miserable.
But just like y'all are happy in the morning, I'm happy at 6 p.m. So, I mean, I get it.
Yep,
I don't get it, but I get it.
Honestly, like, I feel like being a nurse, like, it's safer for me to be a night shift nurse because I'm more alert.
Me too.
Those hours than what I would be in the morning.
Morning.
Like,
oh, yeah. God, I don't have time for nothing in the morning. Slip and break your hip. Whoops.
Like, no.
Like,
I mean,
oh
I don't
my
have
God.
Time for nothing anyway. I'm like, you know, fuck it. Like, I'm all about sending
I'm
somebody
like, oh,
out.
My God, I'm half freaking asleep still.
Yeah, I can't do the mornings. And then, like, the worst is, like, the people who are, like, so, like, really morning people, and they're, like, happy morning people.
Yeah, I'll just be
get out my
say,
face.
Shut up.
Get out of my face. I don't want to talk. I don't want no parts of this. Leave me alone. I want to go to bed. I want to go back to bed. I don't want to be here. I have not had coffee, and there's no amount of coffee in the world to make me enjoy being a morning person. So it's not going to happen.
I mean, and that's just kind of, we're just kind of rambling. That's a little bit about us and how we feel. But we're definitely going to do topics and, like, even get feedback from certain people who want to jump on, and we'll discuss certain things. Like, even if I don't agree, I'm always open-minded. I mean, I respect pretty much everyone's opinion because that's how you feel, period. And everyone's entitled to their own feelings. I don't think I'm better than anybody. But
no, I think this podcast is going to be fun, too. Like, once we get more into it and we...
And I joke a lot, too. And I don't want to offend nobody, but y'all know me by now. Come on, if you can't take a joke, it's 2019.
Get out.
People do get offensive because I get it. Certain things are serious. But listen, I clown my damn self. I joke about shit that I shouldn't joke about.
Myself. I was roasting myself the other night at work because I realized that I had two different, like, pieces for a scrub set on. Like, I had the bottoms on to a whole different set and didn't know it till after I got to work.
Oh, and I've been at work before, too, and my damn pants were inside out the whole time. I said, what is this? The lining, you know, the inside of the lining. I didn't even change. I was so damn tired, I didn't even change them. I didn't even switch
at
them
least
out.
You didn't piss yourself at work.
Right.
Because that happened to me.
Yep. Stress yep. incontinence.
Listen, I had babies. There That's is true. No control anymore.
Nope.
But. All right. Well, this was fun, but I'm ready to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm getting ready to take a nap right here. I'm living my best life right now on the beach.
Yep. But we'll be back at some point, and this will be fun. And I'm going to try to figure out how to get all this stuff posted so you lovely people out there in the world can sit and listen to us, even though we're kind of boring, kind of annoying.
Not really, because we're funny as shit.
Yeah, we are. We're really funny. Like,
I mean, I'm not
funny.
Tooting my own horn or nothing, but I just be geeking.
Well, I mean, I did make the comment about that old guy here on the beach, so that was pretty funny. There's this guy out here, and he's got, like, a really hairy chest, and he came walking up, like, along the beach, and I said he should have at least took a sweater off before he came on the beach.
Then I had the nerve to say.
She thought I was talking about this guy that's, like, over all the way on the other side of the beach wearing a hoodie, but I wasn't.
I said, what sweater? She said, no, talk about him. I said, oh, damn, I'm so tired.
But it's time for a nap, so we will catch y'all later.
But, yes, y'all have a...
Oh, you're good. I didn't stop it yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it's still recording.
Well, I'll talk about it. But I was going to say, yes, y'all have a great day, whoever you are out there. Positive energy, positive vibes. Stay blessed. No stress.
Always.
Okay.